Welcome back to the Blue Train Jazz Hour here at 88.7 FM. We're broadcasting live from Seton Hall University in New Jersey.
Go, go Lemurs. Lemurs!
And the time and temperature is 101 a.m. and 42 degrees. Brr.
With me is Chaz, the host, and I'm the co-host, Ryan.
It's excellent to have you here again.
Thank you.
Now, we're unfortunately on probation, as we used to do the drive time hour in the morning.
You know, we're a little out of control. Our show's a little too crazy for the morning.
Sometimes we're rambunctious, and yeah, they can't handle that.
So, but we should be back if we stay on our best behavior.
Let's hope. And like we said, we're broadcasting at 88.7 FM. We're left on the dial and right on the music.
And also, technically, we're left of urban radio because we like to play music from a time when the darkies were dignified.
But first, we're going to get to our calendar of events.
From our student body.
They're so supple.
Oh, the student body.
And firm.
The student body.
And tender.
I'm a little hard, Jazz.
Women are shit. So, Friday night, there's a symposium. It is the life of Dave Brubeck, as told through the eyes of his cat.
Interesting enough, Chaz, cats are what the gooks eat, and that's what gave them the stars, if you remember stars.
I heard that they use the bones to forge swords to chop off the white man's head.
Yeah, happens on Canal Street all the time, if you read the paper.
I don't. And on Saturday night, there's going to be an American Indian protest march against gay rights in America.
That's really unfortunate, Chaz, because everyone knows American Indians smell.
I heard they have mites.
They do have mites from being outdoors hunting bison.
And they spring casinos up wherever they walk like flowers.
Yeah, and then they gotta confront the gays. Probably in some filthy bathhouse on the West Side Highway.
We're gonna be back after just a few messages, so stay tuned for more jazz. Here on 88.7,
the Blue Train. Choo choo.
Food is not love.
Welcome to the only podcast that matters. Food is not love. Starring Disco Vellante and Anne Murray.
Yo, turn the speakers up for just your iPod. We're getting suited up, turning our mics on. We're activated. Food is not love. We're activated. Food is not love.
Robbie, this face, baby, smooth, I exfoliate. Sometimes when I brush my teeth, I use Colgate. I get drunk when I tailgate. Seriously, why am I the white LL Cool J?
Check out my hunky ass.
Food is not love.
Kiss my tart cats.
Food is not love.
Oh!
Fuck Coldplay.
Oh!
Who pulls out?
We're in your brown eye.
All right, dude, you know what? Before we even start the show,
yeah,
I would like to respond to the emails I got. Some of them very negative about my support of Barack Obama.
That's unfortunate.
About our support of Barack Obama.
Let's respond.
One, two, three, four.
A old white stretched skin with big wide old eyes. She has a bitterness between her old thighs. She has a bulldog's haircut with tiny bamboo breasts. Her hands are real veiny. Look like a map of the U.S.
Cause Hillary Clinton couldn't drag me away. Cause Hillary Clinton.
I hate your guts, Hillary Clinton! Go fuck yourself with your stupid healthcare plan!
Vote Obama. That's my response.
Go fuck yourself, Hillary.
So, hey, welcome to the show. How's everybody doing?
Well, you're really angry about that.
Yeah.
You're almost out of control.
Like, it was very peaceful. I was singing like a really, you know, we were playing a very pretty song.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, until then I kept hearing your name in my head.
Yeah.
That makes me upset.
That's unfortunate. Well, welcome to...
Episode, what is this, 11?
This is episode 2 of season 2, but it's really episode 11.
Yeah, it depends on how you want to keep your chronological order in check.
I was doing this thing with my finger. I was like 2 and 2. I was like Chuck Woolery. I was like, in two, we'll be right back.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. You should run a dating show of your own.
I should.
Except be really gross.
The Robbie Danger Love Dating Match Happy Panda Fun Time game.
Yeah, you can match up women with pandas and squirrels and snakes.
It'd be on the Japanese channels.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So anyway, Jesus. Where do we start? Let's see. There was Super Tuesday, which is at a dead heat. I'm sure everyone hasn't heard enough about that.
But let's talk a little bit about it.
Chloe and I went to the Obama campaign party.
Oh, okay.
Well, post the event of Georgia kicking Hillary's ass on Super Tuesday. Yeah. So we went to the fist fucking party.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great.
So there was like a lot of leather swings and things like that?
No, that was over at the Hillary Clinton campaign headquarters.
Oh, okay.
But this was us celebrating the fist fuck.
Well, cool. Yeah. Where did you guys go?
Peaches. We went to Fox Grill at Atlantic Station on 17th Street.
Okay,
you know a place that looks like Whoville?
Yeah.
It's like a big outdoor mall.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It's really weird there, but it's nice.
Yeah.
It's very expensive.
The tourists love it.
Yes.
So that was really fun. What did you think of the experience, Chloe?
It was awesome. I was surprised that Fox actually supported Obama.
You mean Fox is in like the bar?
It was like Fox News.
But it wasn't like
Fox News Bar.
Yeah, but here it was Fox News, but it wasn't like Fox News Channel.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like Fox was there.
Right.
But it was the Fox Bar and Grill there. Yeah.
Okay.
So that was kind of cool.
That's nice.
But you know what? It was a really cool community of people that were so excited to be around each other.
Yeah.
And it was like a vibe there, right? I mean, you can confirm that.
It was definitely. What about the old man that you talked to?
James, I want to say James Marshall? James.
It turns out he
was like the volunteer who was featured on Obama's website as putting in the most hours of any volunteer.
Oh, wow, that's really cool.
The guy's like 2,000 years old. But at one point, we're just having drinks together and sitting down and watching TV. There's like all this frenzy around us. As I'm watching certain states that he wasn't winning, he's like, don't worry about it. Those counties there, he's got it. Don't worry about it. He's like, just like leaning in, just being
like. He's like, fix the voting machines.
He's like, don't sweat it, my little white friend.
Oh,
I got
nice.
You, young man. Don't worry. It was cool.
Oh,
yeah,
nice,
it was really
nice.
Fun. Made a blast.
Yeah, I would have come out. I was just so exhausted. It's been a long week. As you know, I'm trying to buy a house and
build a website.
Yes, it's coming along.
Yes. Yeah, I love it so far. It
find
looks
a mortgage.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be happening at the end of the month. So that'll be fun.
We're going to have a party.
Get out of apartment life, man. If I never stayed in another apartment with like the shitty generic, I don't know, everything, it'd be great.
No, but you know, it's really cool you're buying a house.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, because we're going to move the studio over to your house.
I'm fine with that if you want to. Let's do it. Let's do it. I don't have to drive.
It'd be awesome.
I'd never have to leave my apartment. I mean, my townhouse. That'd be excellent.
So we solicited a bunch of questions from the audience for our girl, Tura Satana.
Right, yeah. I'm excited to know what was sent.
But you got to check on our guest.
Oh, do I really?
Yeah.
I got to deal with him? DP?
You do.
Yeah, you were really excited about DP.
No, I know. I like Tora, though. I mean, she's, you know, I'm a little bit in love with her. So, I mean, you know.
We all are, right?
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, like, I suck.
We are already betrothed, though.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll go check on Drew. I'll make sure that he's still coming on. And
do you really have to do that?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I got to be honest. He's a little excited to meet you.
I'm not meeting him.
I heard that.
He says he likes the booby.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Wow, and coincidentally, Chloe almost refused to be on this episode when she heard that Drew was going to be on.
Really? Yeah, see, that's bullshit.
She was even, like, kidding about Drew Peterson.
I'd say grow a pair, but
she
got
die.
Some.
Yeah. I didn't hear what you said.
I just saw
Chloe's face. It was like the floor dropped from underneath her. Like, she was in, like, the hellhole ride in Coney Island.
Right.
Like, whoa.
That's what I do. I have this effect I have on women. I said, I would say grow a pair, but clearly you have a pair, so it's okay. Drew knows about your pair.
Oh.
He's coming for him.
I'll suffocate him.
Yes, you will.
Yeah, you will.
I'll do the world a service.
It would be murder. Yeah.
Little known fact, that's his fetish. He likes to be breast smothered.
You seem to know a lot about Drew Peterson. It's almost like you're inside his head.
Well, you know, we've talked a little bit. We did a little bit, you know, of a pre-show interview. So I think it's going to be a good interview.
All right, but enough about Drew Peterson. Let's talk about the cult movie icon who rescued us last week. She's almost like a regular on the show. Tura Satana from Faster Pussycat Kill Kill. If you ever seen that movie?
And Astro Zombies.
Astro Zombies. And she was like a really hot go-go girl.
Oh, she was
smoking.
She is smoking.
So.
Yeah. She loves you, too.
I faded into my Torisatana dream that I have. But, you know, let's talk to Tora and get those questions out. And also, guys, she's going to be doing this all season. So if you want to keep sending questions in for the Torisatana, do so. And we'll be back with Tora. Are your carpets filthy? Well, why not call the captain?
Captain Wrigley!
Diarrhea!
Captain Wrigley!
Blood!
Captain Wrigley!
Green juice!
Captain Wrigley!
Captain Wrigley! Sewer rat!
Captain Wrigley!
Dead body!
Captain Wrigley!
Triangles!
Captain Wrigley!
Captain Wrigley can be found at 44 U.S. locations. Just dial 1-800-CAPTAIN.
Captain Wrigley!
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you sent in your questions, and here come your answers. It's time for Torisatana.
Give it your all.
Hello, how you doing, Disco?
How are you, honey?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
Good. As per your quest, I'm actually going to let Chloe speak to you.
Good.
Hi, Tora.
Hi, Chloe. How you doing, hon?
I'm good. I'm so excited to finally get to talk to you.
Well, see, all you have to do is use my name. That will usually get you almost anything you want.
It will on these parts. Are you ready for your questions?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because we got some listener questions for you.
You got some doozies for me?
Okay, well, the first one comes from Mike from Virginia.
Uh-huh.
And it says, Dear Tora, there is a certain host of a certain podcast I listen to that I'd like to consensually rape. We'll call him Bobby Peril. From what I understand, he's normally into ladies, but there's plenty of amateur porn out there where straight men have butt sex. I like how straight's in parentheses.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
How do you suggest I go about achieving my goal? Yours truly, Mike.
I'm sorry, Mike, but the one that you're after belongs to me.
I think he's talking about Robbie.
You think he's talking about Robbie?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought Robbie just got a new girlfriend.
Yeah. You don't think there's a way, huh?
Only if he got Robbie very, very drunk and used lots of Vaseline.
I agree.
Is that terrible? Yes, it is. But poor Robbie, I'm sorry about that, Rob. I thought he was talking about you, and I didn't tell him, no, you can't have him.
Also, Mike from Virginia, I know you're listening. If you put on the movie Uncle Buck, he's susceptible to anything.
That's true.
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, that usually works.
Okay, Chloe, read Tora the next question.
Dear Tora, my girlfriend and I have been together for 8.5 days.
Wow.
We are deeply in love and are planning our future down to the minute. We have decided to sleep together on February 14th at 7:32 p.m. Do you think that is too soon? With love, Shlomo.
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 Yeah, big fan of the show.
Well, let's see. At 7:32 p.m.?
Yes, ma'am.
On February 14th.
Yeah,
and they have been in love for 8.5 days.
That's what it says.
I would say that it might be a little too soon. You might just want to give her a little head here and there, you know, and work up to it.
I agree.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Okay, this one comes from Steve from Wyoming. Steve, have we heard from Steve?
I don't know, Steve.
Well, anyway.
Sheep country?
Well, Steve asks, Dear Tora, which is
yes.
it? Which is it, Obama or Hillary?
Neither. If I had my way about it, I'd get rid of both of them.
Who would you like to see become president?
Me.
Yeah,
yes.
We would
yes.
vote for you.
Vote Tora.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know that I wouldn't take any shit off of anybody, and I guarantee you that I would make sure that whatever is going on in Iraq is over and done with.
I think she's really firm policies, Torisatana.
I would vote for her.
Oh, definitely. Everybody gets health care.
Right, and the people who don't deserve health care just get the shit kicked out of them.
Now, the ones that don't deserve to get health care, they get my boot in the ass.
I like the asshole clause.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
yeah, you like this? Okay.
Yeah. You have our support.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay, good. Then I should win.
Absolutely. All right, now, Tora, this is the last question. This one comes from someone calling themselves Crisco Dante.
Oh.
Yeah, oh, that's weird. Yeah.
Crisco Dante.
Yeah.
Oh.
Listen, dear Tora.
He's a hot cooker, I guess.
I guess so. Funny thing you should say that. All right. Dear Tora, I have been married for close to 10 years, but a hot cult movie icon has been hitting on me and tempting my private parts. Should I turn the other cheek or give in to temptation? That's from Crisco Dante.
From Crisco Dante, should he turn the other cheek or give in?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I think give in.
You think
definitely give in. Yes. I mean,
that's
how often would he have a fantasy like that to come home to?
She's that's got true. A point.
Why are you blushing, Disco?
I don't know.
Uh-huh, okay. I think I know who Crisco Dante is.
What are you suggesting?
I don't know, honey, but if I get you to a dark corner, you're in trouble.
He'll never be the same again, will he?
Probably not. And also, I'm going to be up in Canada for the Rue Morgue Film Festival up there.
Which part of Canada?
On August. It's going to be on August 22nd through the 24th.
Where
up in Toronto, Canada. So I'm expecting to see a lot of my Canadian friends and all my Northern American friends.
You heard that here first, people. If you live in Canada, which makes you sad, you should go to see Tora where you can be happy.
Absolutely. You...
Yes, that's right. Because I'll put a smile on your face one way or another.
Yes, she will. She will melt you down, my little ice monkeys.
Yes. I'll keep it warm anyway.
Well, Tora, thank you so much for coming again. We love you, baby.
I love you, Tora.
Oh, I love you too, Chloe, Robbie, and of course, my man, Disco.
I need a strong girl.
Bye-bye, baby. Bye-bye, sweetheart.
Because war's where I'm going. I need a war girl who wants to show them good things.
Okay, that was cool. Check out Tora.
Hey.
Hey, you missed that whole shit.
Was it good?
You'll hear it in the show.
All right.
It was pretty funny.
Nothing personal at all.
No.
Well, that makes me feel good.
Well, you didn't ask any questions, did you? I mean,
to Tora?
Yeah.
No, I didn't ask her any questions.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I can't wait to hear this episode. But anyway, oh, by the way, is he coming on?
Yeah, I've got him confirmed. He was actually kind of getting cold feet. I had to reassure him that I could get him a date with someone.
With someone.
Anyway, so is he going to be on?
Yeah, he'll be on later.
Like in the news or?
Yeah. We'll put him on. He'll be like part of the human interest piece or something.
Okay, well, Daniel, let's just get to the news.
Okay.
It's time for Our World in Peril, featuring our speech-impaired producer, Chloe Jones. Brought to you by MINL News, covering the apocalypse as it happens.
It's the final countdown!
Our world in peril.
On speech day now.
What's the story, Chloe Jones, baby, in the rain? That's where all the best stories are told.
There were dozens.
Tell us some news, if you choose.
If you let me.
Okay. Don't get uppity. I'll put my fist through your knee.
I don't like that you're sitting much closer to me now.
Yeah, we had to swap around.
Yeah, I don't like
studio
it.
Was
you don't
around.
Like it. I got to smell you over here.
Oh.
No. What is it with the smelly business?
I don't know. He's been obsessed with it. Now I have a fucking complex. What's the problem?
Is it the perfume?
Do you not like my perfume?
You smell like rigatoni. I said it. Fuck. I said it.
I don't know that she smells like rigatoni.
I don't know. She has no smell. I'm just fucking with her.
Oh, okay. He just likes giving you a complex. He gets in your mind.
I do.
I know.
And twists
I don't like
it around.
I don't like it.
Well, if you weren't so susceptible... I'm just saying, you're really oversensitive.
Dozens of people were arrested in New York this week on a mafia takedown.
Really?
Yeah. The operation was codenamed Old Bridge.
So how many relatives do you have to call in jail now?
I was waiting for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, my family's been out of that business for years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cannoli making business.
The cannoli making business. Exactly.
And by that we mean drugs. Go ahead.
Oh.
And guns.
Oh. So it was the operation codenamed Old Bridge, and it was centered on New York and Palermo, which is the capital of Sicily.
Wait, Palermo is the capital of Sicily?
Yes.
Yeah, shit.
Wow. No one cares.
And it targeted mafia figures that were strengthening contacts between
allegedly.
The US, allegedly.
Yeah.
Between the U.S. and mob groups in Italy.
We just like to hug each other from across the seas. They brought us pizza and Chinese food.
And we tipped them.
Yeah.
Really well.
Yes.
Like with $100 bills in stacks of 100.
So this actually is, you know, supposedly able to close cases like that date as far back as the 70s.
And wow.
Yeah, there are,
are there any names?
Oh, I've got some good names.
Really?
Go ahead. I want to hear good names.
Okay. Thomas, Tommy Sneakers, Cacciapoli.
Tommy Sneakers.
Hey, I'm Tommy Sneakers over here. You
I might have to change my name.
Disco Sneakers?
Disco Sneakers.
Robbie Hatchet. Robbie the Piano. Left Eye.
Left Eye. Robbie Left Eye.
Yeah.
I'll change my name to Disco Sneakers if you change your name to Robbie Left Eye.
It's done.
Okay.
Nice. Domenico the Greaseball Cephalou.
Hey, Tommy Sneakers. Hey, Tommy.
Hey.
Yeah, can you bring me the grease ball?
Hey, you got my gold, eh? Who you calling grease ball?
You know, Tommy, the grease ball.
Hey, here you go, the codename grease ball. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge over
yeah,
there.
Yeah. Oh. Who else you got?
John Jackie the Nose D'Amico.
Holy Jackie. My favorite this is my favorite segment ever.
My favorite part about that one is that he's got two first names. Hey, your name is John, but call him Jackie the Nose.
Johnny Red Rose Paisano.
Yeah.
Red Rose isn't so
good.
He got
shortchanged.
Mike the Electrician.
Hey, that horse died from cholera. It totally was not my fault. I did not stick a taser in the horse's anus. We need to turn the power on over there.
Oh, my God.
Lights
and
out.
You know his name, like they named him Mike the Electrician because that's his other job, and they're not creative at all.
No, I think it's because he strangles people with an electric cord.
Yeah.
I think you're giving them too much credit.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, they're not very metaphorical people.
No. No.
What is a metaphor? Would you call me a metaphor? What, do I look like an asteroid to you? Your mama's an astronaut.
Stop calling my mom an asteroid.
Sorry. Oh. Who else are you?
There's too many to name, but yeah, but you know, essentially,
I'll do a whole show on just this.
No,
this
names.
Is beautiful. Yeah,
the names. Yeah, it'll be a bonus feature on the website.
I mean, it's all about extortion, embezzling labor from labor unions.
You say extortion, I say laundromat.
Right. Yeah, you say blackmail, I say tomato.
You say dead body, I say car.
Murder, drug trafficking, robbery.
Murder awesome. Spelled backwards is love.
Check your history.
All right, what else we got? We could be on that story forever.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I want to know what the hell is going on with all of these murdering police officers. I don't understand.
Which city are we talking about?
We have a new story coming from Canton, Ohio.
Yeah.
Ex-cop Bobby Cutts Jr. is being accused of murdering...
What's his name?
Bobby Cutts Jr.
How do you spell his last name?
Bobby the Cop Jr. Right?
Cutts. C-U-T-T-S.
Oh, he totally killed somebody. Bobby the Cutts.
Bobby the Cutts.
Hey, you know, I need someone who needs a haircut over here, Bobby. You know what you can do for me?
Yeah, Tommy Neckbreaker, what do you want to do?
You know, do what your name says, Cuts.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So he's accused of murdering his lover, who was pregnant with his child. Big
wow,
surprise.
Why is this like an epidemic of this?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand it. He's married.
It's a copycat crime.
Yeah, he's married. He's got a couple of kids with his
wife.
Trying
to steal Drew Peterson's thunder.
Yeah, but he told one of his friends that he was going to kill her.
Now, wasn't there a quote in that piece, though? Because I do remember reading something like that on CNN. There was a really good quote that was awesome. It was like, I'm going to bury you outside.
He said he's going to throw her in the woods.
Yeah. He means what you do on a date.
I just don't understand. You know, he was married. He had a couple kids with his wife. He's been having an affair with this woman, Ms. Davis, for a few years. He had a kid with her, and she was pregnant with his other child. But the lover and the wife knew about each other, and they used to have conversations about their relationship.
Interesting story. The man who created Wonder Woman actually was a psychologist who had something to do with the lie detector test.
Really?
Yeah, true story. Which is interesting because Wonder Woman had a lasso that made men tell the truth.
Right.
But anyway, he lived in the same house with his wife and his mistress and his wife's kids and his mistress's kids all in the same house. Just, you know, little fact.
Was his name Mitt Romney?
Yes.
Oh.
A yes, little actually. Nerd humor from Disco.
Thank you. It wasn't humor, just a little fact.
Nerd fact.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So what's happening to that guy?
So the cops had to actually find him.
Cops had to actually talk.
That's the technical term, find him.
And he could face the death penalty if he's convicted of aggravated murder because he just and he
you think
as opposed to just normal murder.
I don't know what the difference is between aggravated
wacky
murder,
right.
But she was pregnant, so I know murder. That makes it worse. Yeah, but she was pregnant, so it made it worse.
Definitely.
What state is this again?
Ohio.
Canton, Ohio.
Pay attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Don't do that again.
Sleep put me. Story put me to sleep.
What was that, Bobby the Cuts?
Yeah, we're still stuck on that.
Lafayette, Tennessee.
Lafayette.
Capital of Sicily.
Right.
That's how you say it in Georgia. Lafayette. You gotta have like seven syllables. Lafayette.
That's where they make the pizza.
Yep.
No, I'm not paying
You're
attention.
You're gonna anger the Italians if you say that.
Yeah, an Irish guy wouldn't want to do that.
No.
Go ahead.
James Krueger was watching the election results on Tuesday night when the tornado warning appeared on his TV. Of course, he freaked out. He put on his pants because
he was
pantsless.
You mean the Clinton karma came on TV?
That's actually, honest, true story. I actually watched the elections without my pants on.
Is that
really?
Uh huh. Yeah. Just like James here.
Yeah.
James Krueger.
Do you often go around pantless?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
When you're home.
When I get my hair cut.
Remind me not to cut your hair.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'd like to remind the audience that Chloe actually cuts his hair. But yes. Go ahead.
So he grabbed his pants, a flashlight, took a shot of whiskey. And then he heard this loud noise. And this is a quote from James Krueger.
What is this, a country song?
Uh-huh. All of a sudden, I heard glass breaking, and it was sucking. I tried to shut the door, and it seemed like the door was lifting up, so I just dove and lay flat on the floor. I was laying in the dirt. There was no floor, no nothing. I think God was holding my leg, beating my ass, teaching me that I hadn't been doing everything he wanted me to do.
We're fucking making a song of this right now.
Yeah, definitely.
Save that piece of paper. We're going to make a country song.
Hold on. Give me the guitar. I'll do it right now.
Where's the guitar? Let's do it.
It can't be hard to do this.
Here, give me the...
Yeah, give him the sheet so he can just read just what happened piece, in detail. Okay, ready?
Yeah. I grabbed my flashlight, put my sweatpants on, shot a whiskey in my mouth. I heard glass breaking, and it was sucking. When I shut the door, it seemed like the door was lifting up. I just dove and lay flat on the floor. I was laying in the dirt. There was no floor. There was no nothing.
No more.
I think the Lord holding my leg, beating my ass.
One more time.
I think the Lord was holding my leg and beating my ass. Teaching me that I hadn't done anything he wanted me to do. He was mad at me.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, that was good.
That was
not
nice.
Bad. Yeah.
Any more, we Irish ruin it. At the end of that.
What happened?
Thank you, Lord. I don't know what happened there.
Okay, what's the next story, Chloe Jones?
I have a question about man law.
Yeah.
About man law. Yeah. Well, the laws of being a man
right.
have a lot to do with the principles of the, how do I say it in Italian, sausage.
Yeah, God, and I think, sorry. You know, being friends with you guys, I've learned a lot about man law, but I'm not sure about urinal etiquette. Is there really like a such thing as urinal etiquette?
Sure.
What do you mean, at a public bathroom?
Who
just swallowed? Because I just got grossed out.
I didn't swallow.
I'll be honest. I'll tell you what that was. Bigger. It was this. It was my eye.
No. I heard gulp. I heard like a nasty one. All right, go ahead. So in public bathrooms, yes, of course there's etiquette.
Is there? Well,
yeah, I mean, for example, like, let's say there's a few stalls, or not a few stalls, but let's say there's a few urinals lined up. If there's one dude, say, like, on one urinal, you would be, like, as far away from him as possible.
Yeah, you'd go because to the other urinal. All the way to the end.
There's an inherent fear of your penis being exposed in the open air next to his penis.
Right.
And penile germs and molecules will shoot at each other.
Oh.
It's weird.
Well,
or love will happen.
Or love. That, right. Yeah. So, would you say that it's completely reasonable if, you know, if you're in the bathroom and some guy comes over right to the stall next to you, looks at your penis while you're peeing, and smiles, you should then have the right to beat the crap out of him?
Yes.
Yes. I backhand a fucking asshole for doing some shit like that.
That's okay. Fucked up.
So that's man law.
Yeah.
Unless it was like Rob or something.
Right. No, well, but
you
but
have love.
Okay, you're operating on two levels here. All
right.
Okay. First of all, there's another dude, presumably a stranger, looking at your shit while you're peeing.
Right.
So that's one. Two, what the fuck is he laughing about?
No, he wasn't laughing. He was smiling.
Oh, that's even more creepy. No, honestly, you
could have been
right.
Projecting just then because I'm Irish.
In the Constitution, Article 14, it specifically states if a dude looks at your shit while you're looking, you know, while you're taking a piss, you can stab him in the neck.
Oh.
Yeah.
It says it in the Constitution. Constitution is real man law.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, because in New Zealand this week, Edward Aldridge beat the shit out of a guy in the public restroom.
Oh, one of the famous Aldridge brothers.
God bless him.
One of the flying Aldridge brothers, yeah.
God bless him.
Yeah. And he said this is exactly the sort of behavior that makes people afraid to go into town.
I'm actually impressed that someone from New Zealand can make a fist.
I think they're pretty tough down there, aren't they?
New Zealand?
Well, they have to fight koala bears all the time, right?
And kangaroo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They gotta be kind of tough.
And don't forget about the wild dingo.
Yep.
Or the hobbits.
And the hobbit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
And the trees come to life.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not sissies there in New Zealand.
No, they're pretty tough.
All right, what else we got?
Oh, I've got a great story from our favorite European country.
Romania?
Romania's back.
I'm so excited.
Why do we get the Romania AB wire?
Yeah.
You know,
it's actually, there's a ticker that goes into Chloe's bedroom for Romania.
I think so.
Being a gypsy.
Yeah, hello, exactly.
Hello, lady. With the hair.
Hello, lady. We keep giving you stories and hair, and you don't help us get out of country.
You don't give us the money that it takes for us to buy squirrel hat like Davy Crockett that I see on your channel with the history.
We even make statue out of cardboard in middle of city, and that is not good enough for gypsy ways?
No, we pray to you too. We say this is erected for the Chloe. Oh, Chloe Jones, we worship you. Please give us the money.
You are like the Megatron of our country. We despise you now.
Oh.
Oh, now we hate you. You're like Benedict Arnold.
Oh.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And George W. Bush.
And George Clooney.
And the Osmond family.
Especially those cousin fuckers. What's wrong with them?
Well, so what's the story?
I heard it requires four fingers to please Marie Osmond.
Oh, God.
I heard it takes whole thigh.
I heard G-spot is found all the way through the uterus up to the top of our neck.
Well, in Brasov, Transylvania, a sex shop was fine.
This is a sex shop in Transylvania.
Yeah, seriously.
I want to buy a dildo.
Yes.
Can I buy a dildo from you?
Yes. I don't know where you're going with it.
I was trying to buy a dildo.
She's trying to make a purchase. Like, and you're denied of
buying
purchase.
A dildo. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Sorry. Work with me here.
Okay, right. I saw you looking at her. I wasn't going to jump in. She's clearly the dildo salesman of the group.
You smell like rubber.
Consumer protection officials in Romania.
They have a consumer.
Yes, they do.
I'll let you take. Wait, let's just let her tell the news because I'm going to get punched. Right. And you're sitting closer to her, so I got your back.
Uh-huh. Okay.
They upheld a complaint from a man who said his inflatable doll lost its moan. So these officials went to the sex shop and agreed, yes, the doll was losing air very quickly. And due to a faulty electrical circuit, it didn't make the expected specific sounds. So they then fined the sex shop £600.
Yeah. You're fucking damn right. You made a purchase and it didn't work.
Excuse me, sir. I have purchased the sex doll and it is not making the noise that it was promised. I wanted it to be like, ooh, baby, ooh, baby. It does not sound like that.
Your inflatable woman is mute. You specifically picked this model.
You gave me a Charlie Chaplin doll.
No, no. You came in here and said, I want woman who do not talk. So I bought this one. Now, I thought it was in place of woman
Excuse who me, does sir. Not talk. I specifically said I want a noise that moans like gypsy dog. That's what I wanted. That's what gets me off.
But you already came in here with your producer, so I assumed that this was an accessory and not the main event, so to speak.
Whatever. Just toss me courtesy dildo and we'll call it
courtesy
even.
Courtesy dildo.
All right, next story. Yeah. I could live in Romania. We could just do a whole podcast about Romania. Right.
The Romanian podcast. Oh, shit. You know what that noise means?
What does it mean? It
means we got to talk about politics.
This is like looking up a hog's butt for a ham sandwich.
Food is not love. It's proud to present Eye on Politics.
Pigs! You motherfucking pigs!
Governor Mitt Romney suspended his campaign this
week. Yeah! Goodbye, Mel Gibson of the night. I'm so glad he's not going to.
The sun felt a little nicer today as a result of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the Mormon is gone.
The birds were chirping.
Yeah, definitely. Yep. I thought I felt Jesus tickling my happy box.
Yep.
So he says, quote, In this time of war, I simply cannot let my campaign be a part of aiding a surrender to terror. This is not an easy decision.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard someone say.
It's pretty up there. Yeah.
Did you watch his?
Yeah, I did actually. I did see it.
With his teary-eyed whole spiel.
Someone shot some Visine in his eye. That shit wasn't real.
Ugh, I'm just glad he's gone, because just a slight chance.
Yeah, I know. I was really afraid, actually.
Of Mitt Romney, yeah, oof.
I'd rather have Teddy Ruxpin be president.
Yeah.
Over Mitt Romney.
I would rather have David Cassidy of TV's The Hardy Boys be the president.
I would rather have Alf be the president.
Hey, Willie!
I'd rather see him eat a cat live when he's delivering the State of the Union than listen to Mitt Romney say hi as president.
I'd rather have the cast of Willow all collectively come together as a government.
Madman Morgan!
It was just an excuse to make nerdy references.
Yes, okay. So go on, good. Mitt's out.
Mitt is out. I think the delegate numbers were pretty interesting.
Did he have mitigating circumstances? I hate myself.
Terrible. You know Gravel still has not dropped out.
I heard that.
That's fucking great.
He is like a rock.
This is the noise that you guys hear in the background, by the way, is my smokeless ashtray, because Robbie's kind of a pussy. With the smoke.
Secondhand smoke.
Right, so
cancer.
So we got a smokeless ashtray from my side of the room, and we named it Mike Gravel.
Because it doesn't shut the fuck up.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's indignant.
You know, you have to love him, though. Really.
Yeah, absolutely.
This week, John McCain also is petitioning the conservative Republicans.
He's like, I swear to God, I'm a scum-sucking fuck just like the rest of you. I swear.
And he sent a letter to the Federalist Society, which is an influential conservative group.
Unborn fetuses.
In the letter, he promises to nominate judges who understand that their role is to faithfully apply the law as written, not impose their opinions through judicial...
Which is not a Republican opinion, by the way. Which is not a conservative.
Like a bonefish.
Anyway, John McCain and Dennis Kucinich, I think out of all of them, had the only sound policies. One of the reason why I'm bringing this up, it's the one thing John McCain is criticized for a lot, is they had the only sound policy regarding immigration.
Now, this was the plan to use dwarfs to guard the border.
That's exactly it. Yeah. And also making sure that if they come out of the closet, so to speak, these Mexicans and whatnot, you're not going to round them up and deport them.
Yeah, it's impossible to do that.
Right. I've worked in enough bars and restaurants to know that's never going to happen.
No, it's not practical either.
Right. So you encourage them to come forward and you give them a good program. I think some of the other Republicans have labeled this amnesty, which scares the shit out of people who hate life, i.e. conservatives.
Right. I mean, it's the argument that, you know, you're allowing someone who is here illegally anyway to just get a free ride, when in reality it's not. There's a fine you have to pay. You have to go through a citizenship process. There's a lot to it.
Right. And but in the meantime, if you're already here, it's also forcing you to pay taxes immediately.
True.
Which stimulates our economy.
It stimulates the economy, and it's, you know, it's kind of a burden to have, what, 2 million illegal undocumented immigrants who are on welfare, who are taking, like, social services that
right, people exactly. aren't
getting. Yeah, I mean.
And it's the only program that sort of made sense. Him and Dennis Kucinich actually did have that in common. And I think that people are so fucking stupid, they've confused this for not protecting our borders.
Yes.
So it is in with this stance that Rob and I have now made that we recorded this song. Well, our band Tancredo
right.
recorded this song. And we would like to dedicate this to all of you conservatives who were very upset at the stance of John McCain.
All three of you who listened to our show.
Along our border made a wire. Now you Mexicans will have to learn to climb, or just buy pliers. Take your tires and your fork, keep the very far. Keep your goddamn ball out of my yard. Calling the imaginary border patrol. I'm calling the imaginary border patrol. Don't make me call the imaginary border patrol. Guantanamo, if you know I'm low proper English. Unless you're working here for pennies, that won't waterboard your goddamn face. Ha-cha-cha. Hillary, I think you're just a phony. In a way, I believe that you're secretly David Bowie. Sitting here like the Starman. To raise us up and sell us out, man. Cause Giuliani bet on Florida, the land of fucking citrus and hay.
I can protect Cinderella's castle from terrorists.
Cause 9/11 didn't scare us, now that douchebag has to back foot pain.
September 11th, boogie boogie boogie, 9/11, boogie 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 boogie.
I'm Mitt Romney, and I fought Huckabees. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus Christ, my personal Lord and Savior.
Call the imaginary border patrol. Calling the imaginary border patrol.
Jesus,
we're building a fence along our border cause it's prudent. Now you Mexicans will have to learn to fly or teleport like mutants. Keep your tires and your poor, keep them very far. Keep your goddamn ball out of my yard.
Yes, Mexico, keep your goddamn ball out of my yard. I'm tired of retrieving it and bringing it back while you guys just keep sneaking over our border like creeping little cucarachas with your delicious food and your willingness to work harder than the rest of us. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of your salsa dancing and those big hats that don't make sense and your stupid tales of El Chupacabra. And you know what? Fuck Los Lobos, too. Because with everything going on in our country, protecting ourselves from you is priority one.
I hope you enjoyed that ditty. Because I had a ball making it.
Did you see me dance in the studio?
I did.
Yeah. I'm pretty good at that.
It looked like sort of like the Charlie Brown dance where like your toes bit. Were in, like your back heels are kind of swiveling.
Yeah. I'm good like that.
But you know what? It's time to get to a human interest story.
Oh, goody.
Let's cue the bumper.
Human beings can be very interesting. Human beings are not as cool as robots with lasers, generally, because they're human beings.
We have accused murderer.
Right, just accused.
Right.
Yeah. Drew Peterson.
Drew Peterson, which we're pretty excited about.
Yeah.
So we've been he's on hold right now. We have him on hold.
Yeah. And you're actually going to sit in on this interview.
Yes, because I am interested in this. I mean, I have poked fun at Drew Peterson. I mean, I feel like I, you know, probably should answer for my crimes. Okay. Looks like he should.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe he'll kill you, too.
Right. But I'm not a woman.
Yeah, well, so we're safe.
Arguable.
We're okay. We were actually going to have him come into the studio, but we thought you'd get scared. So
I had to talk him down from that. I was like, you know what? She would be uncomfortable.
It's his idea.
With that.
He's lying. Mr. Peterson, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. How are you doing over there?
Oh, really good. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I'm a big fan of Food Is Not Love. I like Robbie. I like Chloe a lot. She seems really funny and voluptuous. And, you know, it's a good show. I enjoy listening. I'm honored to be on here.
So how are you feeling now?
You know, I've been better. I mean, you know, my wife's gone right now. I don't know where she is. God rest her soul in heaven.
Now, this is the second wife you've lost in a little while, right? Like you lost one in a tub.
Right. One drowned in a tub. She had a lot of problems. Yeah, I was on Dateline not too long ago with Soledad O'Brien. And, you know, all I can say is that she was
drowned
feeling suicidal.
In the tub.
Yeah,
right.
She was feeling suicidal.
There were hammer marks on the back of her skull.
I've never heard that. Is that really true?
Yeah, that's true, sir. They found hammer marks in the back of your first deceased wife.
You know, I hear that sometimes bathtubs can have hammer marks that stick out like that.
Are you suggesting, sir, that there is something in the tub, maybe in the hardware, maybe the dials, maybe the thing that plugs or unplugs the plug, made a mark in the back of your former wife's head in the shape of a hammer claw?
100% there, sport.
Okay, well, Robbie, did you want to ask him a couple of questions? Because I'm just happy you're actually doing an interview.
Well, Drew, tell us a little bit how this could have happened. I mean, you know, you've got a wife who, you know, she's much younger than you. She was pregnant. This is, you know, your third wife. You know, there have been reports of violence in the past. And, you know, you're the prime suspect. How is it that you can be so calm and just know that you're not guilty of this? I mean, you know, it just seems like all the red flags are pointing to you.
Yeah, so the evidence is stacked quite high.
Well, you know, I've been a good cop for about 32 years now. And,
what a coincidence, because that's O.J.'s number when he played football.
And you know what? They found O.J. innocent, too. You know, I mean, that's all I
got
to say.
No,
he's
got a point. That's very sound, you know, reasoning.
I mean, you know what? Just because my wife has disappeared and I was the last known person to see her doesn't necessarily mean I did anything. I mean, you know what? I was just having dinner one night, and she never came home.
Well, what do you do with your time? Do you watch any old television?
Well, I watch a lot of Price is Right now. I like Drew Carey. I think that's kind of a funny show. I knit a lot now.
Is it because his name is Drew also?
That's true.
Yeah.
I do enjoy Drew names.
Also, did you ever watch the show Beretta?
No, I never saw that show.
Oh, okay. I'm just asking because, as you know, the guy who played Beretta was accused of killing his wife also, but I believe he was found guilty.
You know what? There are so many husbands who are accused of killing their wives, and, you know, to all those guys out there, I just say, you know what? I feel you, bro, because, you know, we didn't do it.
No, you didn't. We clearly not. I'm convinced. You just sold me.
We didn't do it. That's going to be the foundation for men who are accused of murdering their wives.
Yeah, I'm really sorry you were falsely accused.
Now, Drew, you know, why is it? Now, I think the question has to be asked. You know, you're like in your 50s right now. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. I'm 56 right now.
So he couldn't have possibly killed her. I mean, you're an old man.
Right, yeah. The age thing definitely helps.
Okay, Mr. Peterson, I would be amiss if I didn't ask you. I mean, you have me convinced. I don't think you did it.
Well, I'm happy for that. I mean, you know, it's just it takes one person to believe in someone else, and, you know, that's how a cause begins.
You've told the police that it's quite possible that your last wife that ended up missing may have run off with another man.
Well, she had what we would call up here in Minnesota an open vagina, and she just tended to let, you know, any kind of stranger inside. So, you know, it wouldn't surprise me in the least if she ran off with some other dude.
What about the fact that every time you're filmed by a news camera, you don't seem the slightest bit concerned that your wife's even missing?
Well, I got to be honest. I mean, you know, I come across arrogant because I am. You know, I know that I got away with murder, and I'm just not going to tell anybody about this.
Wait. You're admitting on the show that you murdered your wife just now.
I didn't say that.
Sir, I'll do a playback right now. I can play it back for you right now.
Do it right now. I'd like to hear that.
Okay.
I know that I got away with murder. Yeah, okay. I totally said I murdered her. You know, I got to be honest, you know, you're the first interviewer I've dealt with who really, you know, you really pushed me and, you know, you kind of pressured me. So, you know what, I'm just going to admit it on your show right now. I mean, probably not a lot of people listen and it's not going to get me into much trouble, but yeah, I murdered my wife.
On the contrary, a lot of people listen to my show. And another thing, thank you for this exclusive, but where are you now? Because we're going to, you know, have to call the police.
Yeah, I'm sitting on the sofa. I actually put her in the sofa. She's in the cushions. I'm surprised no one actually looked at
God,
that.
Oh, yeah. God. That's so gross.
Well, tomato, tomato, buddy, because you know what? I mean, you just do what you have to do. You know, she was looking at other guys. You know, I was having to use the Levitra, you know, to get my penis erect again. And, you know, she had a lot of needs. You know, she was a pretty girl. She had a lot of energy in her. But now she's in my couch.
You're a very horrible person, sir. Well, and I hope the police come and put you away for life. You're going to get raped in prison.
Not going to happen, buddy. Not going to happen. I've been a cop for 38 years. And you know what? They treat me like a king if I would ever go there. So I'm not afraid at all.
All right. Well, there you have it. There's Drew Peterson.
That's amazing. I can't believe we got that exclusive on the show. You know,
he
Drew,
killed his wife.
You know, Drew,
you admitted it.
You know, I got to admit, Drew, you're kind of fun to talk to. Like, I kind of like you. Do you want to, like, maybe stick around for the rest of the show and maybe help us do the news?
I think that's a great idea.
I would be honored as that would be the last thing I do before I go to prison. So, yeah, it'd be a good little fun time. We'll hang out while we do the rest of the news.
Okay, what's the next story, Chloe Jones?
What's the next story, Chloe Jones?
I don't want to talk to him.
What?
Just,
what's the problem?
Ignore him. It's fine. Just ignore him.
In Kathmandu, Nepal, the alleged mastermind of a kidney transplant scheme has admitted to his involvement in about 300 transplants in the past 12 to 13 years.
Wow.
Yeah. He's a doctor who they're accusing of stealing, buying, coercing kidneys from healthy Indians and selling them to foreigners for transplant.
I got to say, when I was a police officer in Minnesota, that there were lots of kidney thieves. And you know what? To coerce a kidney is a hard thing to do. So you got to respect the man who coerce a kidney out of someone.
Yeah, interrogating organs is, I heard, really difficult.
How do you coerce a kidney out of someone? Hey,
you coerce someone to give your kidney.
No, like, seriously, like, you don't need that. You only need one.
Yeah, that's it.
$5. $5 from Taco Bell. How about you switch it up?
Did you say Indian kidneys?
Indian kidneys.
Wow. How much do they go on the black market?
Well, one of the problems is about 500 people say they have lost one kidney each, and they were never even actually compensated for it. But this doctor has...
Dude, I want my kidney money up front.
Yeah, seriously.
This doctor is accused of making millions. When they arrested him, he had $256,000 in mixed currencies in his pocket.
I actually thought you were going to say he had 256 kidneys in his pocket. Which I was
gonna
that would have
been awesome. That's a lot of Indian kidneys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, I didn't know there was a market for those specific kind of kidneys.
Well, there's a lot of Indians.
There's even like the reservations kidneys and shit and just start, you know, talking their kidneys out of them. Weird. Well, coercing the kidneys out of them. But, I mean, how's the Indians? Like, where does he get a whole group of Indians together to get their kidneys
not
from?
American Indians. Not Native Americans.
I want to play Habubi Tambourines.
I have some gossip.
That's my producer right there.
Don't pretend like you give a shit.
I hear she's single.
Yeah, she is single. She's quite available.
I could use wife number 7.
If you get a profile on Match.com.
Already had one. That's how I met Stacy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you know.
I did an OK Cupid quiz that somehow led me to her profile. And, you know, after we were talking about NSYNC and, you know, some pink Katana cell phones, it was pretty exciting.
You could probably hit Chloe on her MySpace page.
Yeah, what is that MySpace page again?
MySpace.com.
Can we talk about celebrity gossip?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Settle down, Drew.
Dr. Phil is being sued. You know the Natalie Hallowell death?
Yeah.
In Aruba?
Yeah.
He actually is being accused of taking altered portions of a taped conversation between these brothers, Deepak Kalopi.
Yeah,
talking about the videotape that's on that they keep playing on the news. Is that what we're talking about?
That's a different person. The person that admitted it is what's his name, Joran Vandersloot, who
right.
is the you know
he's like the
Joran
son of
Vandersloot.
Like, yeah,
Joran Vandersloot.
His name is my name too. Weird name.
He's the one who, yeah, he's the one who said that, you know, he didn't kill her, but he disposed her body in the
right.
ocean.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Okay. But what does Dr. Phil have to do with this
Dr.
debacle?
Phil.
I don't have anything to do with this.
Apparently you do. You better let her tell the story.
There were...
It's a damn lie.
There were two brothers.
John Edwards had something to do with it, too, apparently.
It's a very thin line between Phil and Edwards.
Yeah.
There are two Surinese brothers, Deepak and Satish Kalopi.
If you can't say the name, then you can't give blame.
Yeah, that's sound reasoning.
Come on, D-Pack, let's do it.
They were questioned.
It's like a rap group.
You like that movie K-Pack? You an alien?
They were questioned.
Your Dr. Phil really sucks.
I forgot he's still here.
You can't forget about me, Booby Queen.
These two brothers were before Vandersloot made this admission. Who, by the way, he's now taking it back and saying that he lied.
Right? He said he was. He knew that he was being taped, and that he just gave him.
Right? Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
that,
the kid who's what? He's like 19. He's that clever? I don't think so.
Right.
And what? He's Swedish. Swedish people aren't clever.
I don't know. Swedish? ABBA was kind of clever.
He's Dutch.
Oh, no. Yeah, the Dutch aren't clever. They made wooden shoes. What kind of good idea was that?
They have tulips.
And hot chocolate. Clever. I thought hot chocolate was a very clever invention.
They didn't make tulips, though.
No?
No,
I don't think so. I don't think there was cross-pollination involved in creating a tulip.
Yeah, I mean, that happened with photosynthesis and...
Right.
Yeah, an easy grow.
Right.
Well, these two brothers were questioned before he actually made his admission.
Right.
These brothers are suing Dr. Phil because they're saying that he took altered tapes of their questioning and played them on the air and basically put them in a bad light.
You know what? I was trying to find out some ways to make some closure for the Holloway family. And you know what? If I edited portions of every other word that they said to make them say that they did it, then I'm guilty.
I hate Dr. Phil. It's kind of like, fuck Dr. Phil. I hate you, Dr. Phil.
You want a mustache ride?
I fucking hate you. Dr. Phil, do me a favor. Why don't you just die? Just lay down and stop breathing.
You know, you have a lot of unrequested anger.
Turn blue right now.
I can't do that.
Why don't you introduce him to Drew Peterson? Maybe something can happen.
Drew and I are going to talk after the show. In the green room.
That exists in our imagination.
Right, right.
So, okay, is that our news?
And that's our news.
Well, I'd like to thank our guests, Tora Santana and Drew Peterson.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me on here, and you know, just want to give a big shout out to all my friends. You know, I may not be seeing you guys, you know, ever again.
But you'll have a whole new set of friends in prison.
But I will have a whole new set of friends, and please, if you guys, you know, if you could get me Chloe's number before I go to prison, I would like to have the big booby sex.
I'm sure we can give that to you with absolutely no problem, sir. In fact, if you have an email address, I'd like to email it to you.
Yes, it is drpetersonhungone@
@gmail.com? Okay, I wrote it down. Well, anyway, Drew, could you actually plug the website before we go?
Yes, the website is foodisnotlove.com. It's very nice. It's brand spanking new, and you know what? It's going to be really good.
Chloe has a blog there. I have a blog there. Robbie has a blog there.
I have my own blog, yes.
And Tancredo. Tancredo has their own section.
They do. It's amazing. There's a lot of content on the site. All of the shows are archived.
Also, there's past interviews.
Past interviews,
in which
exactly.
Chloe made me come down here fucking early to do commentary on.
The last time I let a woman tell me what to do, well, you know what happened.
Well, with that...
Oh, and I also think that everybody should absolutely join our mailing list.
Yes. Oh, yeah, you can get there from the website.
Yes.
Tell your friends. Put us on your top friends on MySpace.
I think that's an excellent idea.
And we do have a month. Is it a monthly?
Monthly what?
Yes, it would be a monthly
super fan,
exactly.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
You know what? I'm going to start with that right now, actually.
So we're going to announce, can we do a drum roll? Let's get a drum roll.
No. We got a bumper. Here we go.
Okay.
Super fan of the month.
The person I'm about to mention is more important than you. So much so that he warrants all this echo. Mike from Virginia, you are a super fan.
Okay, I'm going to announce the super fan of the month is definitely Mike, especially after that email he sent to Tora.
Yeah.
Mike from Virginia.
Thank you.
We love Mike and his sister Rachel.
Absolutely. Yep. Rachel's supposed to come down to Atlanta and bring Mike with her.
Are either of you driving?
She's going to drive.
She's going to drive.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
take the bus.
She just got into another accident, actually.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, awesome. So we're going to see them soon.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, there you have it. The super fan of the month.
Send us your questions for Tora.
Oh, yeah. Please. Tora wants more questions.
And she wants them really dirty.
Yeah, she
does. The dirtier, the better.
Yeah. But thank you so much for joining us on Food Is Not Love, and we will see you next week.
Do we know what was going on next week at all so we can plug next week?
Next week. Okay, Lisa Timmons from socialiteslife.com comes back to give us the gossip.
Right.
But the guest that I am so fucking excited about is Ron Glass from Barney Miller.
Right.
But most notably, my favorite sci-fi TV show ever, Firefly, which subsequently became the movie Serenity. He played Shepard Book, and
He rules.
Yeah. We can't wait to have him on.
We're pretty excited about it.
Yeah, you're going to sneak out of that interview, too. Unless they killed their wives, you want nothing to do with it.
Right.
So, but yeah.
I have my interests.
Right. Shepard Book will be on. Ron Glass.
Yeah.
And I guess we will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Peace out.
Delia, oh Delia, Delia all my life. If I hadn't shot poor Delia, I'd have had her for my wife. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. I went up to Memphis and I met Delia there. Found her in her parlor and I tied her to her chair. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. She was low down and trifling, and she was cold and mean. Kind of evil make me want to grab my submachine. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. First time I shot her in the side. Hard to watch her suffer, but with the second shot she died. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. But jailer, oh jailer, jailer, I can't sleep. Cause all around my bedside I hear the patter of Delia's feet. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. So if your woman's devilish, you can let her run, or you can bring her down and do her like Delia got done. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone.